Chapter 7. I just know he's here for me, I said to Janine as she drove us down the urban streets of Cincy. Why else would this all-powerful Orglan have his minions hanging around the fucking Burnett Woods?
First off,
Janine said, without taking her eyes off the road.
If he's here for you, then he's here for us. We're a team, remember? Second, there could be a million reasons why a muck dweller was in that lake. Maybe he got lost from the main group, or maybe it was an outcast who was exiled to someplace far away. We don't even know if Orglan is here.
I appreciate the optimism, I said with a frown. But come on now, this is too much of a coincidence. He's here because Div is dead, and he thinks he can fill the power vacuum that was created. We drove for several minutes before, finally, we came up to the back driveway of Cincy's Jewel. Janine's car pulled up to the empty attendance booth, where she promptly swiped her employee card. The light on the console beeped as it turned green, and the metal arm before us lifted up. Then we pulled into one of the parking spaces, hopped out of the vehicle, and headed right for the back door. The second I opened the back door, our nostrils were assaulted with a harsh scent of lemony cleaning solution.
Ugh,
Janine grumbled as she pulled her shirt up over her nose.
Oh, what the fuck did that cleaner use on this place? Pure lemon-scented bleach?
You think you have it bad? I joked as I plugged my nostrils. At least you don't have an enhanced sense of smell. We crept through the back halls of Cincy's Jewel until we exited out into the main room. And much to my surprise, the place looked clean enough to eat off of.
Damn,
Janine said as she looked around.
I think this lounge looks even cleaner than it did before we filled it with carcasses.
That's because it is.
Ada's musical voice answered from across the room. The dark-haired succubus was sitting cross-legged at the edge of one of the lounge's booths, and she sipped on some sort of fruity cocktail through a tiny straw as she watched us approach.
See? I told you my guy was top-notch.
You can say that again, I said, as I gestured to the dance floor. I don't think I'd ever have guessed this was the site of an OLG massacre if I hadn't been here myself.
Sit down, loves,
Ada said, as she patted the vinyl seat beside her.
I'm sure you have much to tell me. Where is the little blonde tart?
She went off to talk to her friends about the discovery she made. Ada raised an eyebrow and took a long, hearty sip of her cocktail. She was obviously intrigued by what had gone on in the last few hours, so Janine and I sat down and started to fill her in. When we got to the part about Orglan, though, Ada did a spit take. She coughed violently as she tried to clear the remaining alcohol out of her windpipe, and then her green eyes widened with terror.
So, I'm guessing that means you know him?
Janine asked with a frown.
Oof. Unfortunately, he's a major asshole. Present company excluded, most paranormal men are... It's always about who can swing their popcorn shrimp-sized dick around harder. Ugh.
So you think he's here to take Div's place?
I know he is, love. One thing you need to know about Orglan is he never, ever backs down when territory is on the line. How the fuck do you think he conquered the entire Ohio River? Thousands of years ago, it was full of other major aquatic paranormal creatures. And you know what happened?
He killed them all?
Exactly.
Ada shot the redhead a finger gun.
He conquered the entire river, but he never dared venture out to land territories. It was probably too risky for him anyway. But with Div gone...
He sees easy territory that's ripe for the taking. I nodded.
I'm afraid so. He looks at this area, and all he sees standing in his way is a ragtag group of misfit paranormal creatures. There's the changeling, who doesn't really do much other than use her luck powers. No offense, Janine.
None taken.
The redhead held up her hand.
And then there's the poor, weak succubus.
Ada continued in a mocking tone.
The woman who couldn't possibly operate without a big, strong man around. And finally, there's the werepanther.
The most powerful paranormal creature in existence.
Not in their eyes.
Ada shook her head.
To most of these other major paranormal players, werepanthers are seen as inconsequential. Orglan once said he thought little of your kind, since almost all of you end up getting sacrificed by the OLG. It's not exactly good for the reputation if you're getting killed by simple humans.
Simple humans who shoot laser beams out of their hands, and who have a bunch of crazy lunar-based creatures at their disposal.
Don't shoot the messenger, love.
Ada shrugged, and then she took one final sip of her drink.
I'm just telling you what these other creatures think.
So, then that begs the question. Where is Orglan? I pondered aloud. That specimen was one of his minions, so... Before I had a chance to finish my sentence, there was a loud crash from outside, followed immediately by the sound of shattering glass.
What the fuck?
Janine gasped, as her head whipped in the direction of the sound.
Did a bomb just go off or something?
Surely it wasn't a bomb, love. The noise sounded like it came from right outside, so if it was a bomb, we'd all have our flesh scorched off our bodies by now.
It was a very macabre thought, but the succubus was right. I really hope it wasn't some punks trying to smash up our lounge. I'm getting really tired of trying to rebuild this place faster than it can be destroyed.
Maybe the motion cameras saw what it was,
Janine suggested, as she pushed her glasses up the bridge of her nose.
I'd definitely check those first.
I pulled my cell phone out of my pocket and then quickly unlocked the screen and headed over to our security app. When I clicked on the camera button, though, I let out an audible grumble. Just outside, on the street by the front entrance of Cincy's Jewel, a manhole cover had been blown out of its position. I could see the very edge of the metal lid down at the bottom of the camera's view, and I was pretty sure the damn thing had a broken window. It looks like a manhole cover got blown out of place, I explained to the women as I held up the phone for them to see. I knew this was a bad part of town, but fucking gas explosions in the sewer? I don't know if that's a deal-breaker for me. Suddenly, Ada's emerald eyes narrowed, and she leaned forward as she moved closer to the screen.
Carter,
the succubus said with a frown.
I don't think it was a gas explosion. I think the problem was a little more... organic.
I flipped my phone back around in my hands and stared down at the screen, and my jaw fell to the fucking floor. Out of the open manhole crawled dozens of small, squirmy figures that were only about the size of a pug, and their green coloring and a translucent sheen told me scales were present. They didn't look like anything I'd ever seen on Nat Geo or in zoo books, but I knew what the bastards had to be. Muck dwellers. Muck dwellers were crawling out of the fucking sewers, and they were surely headed right for us. As I watched more of the little bastards emerge, I couldn't help but cringe at their horrific appearances. Each of the fuckers had large, fin-like fans of skin on each side of their face that were equally as large as their heads. The fans were composed of several 6-inch-long spines, connected together by an extra-thin layer of lime-green flesh, and the tips of the spines were a bright blue color, which was surely an indicator they were poisonous. The muck dwellers crawled out onto the pavement on 4 short, stocky legs that couldn't have been longer than a foot or so. The rest of their bodies were shaped like a teardrop, with a massive front end that tapered off into the exact same tail Leah had been experimenting on. Right underneath their yellow, slitted eyes, the creatures had 2 rows of small, shark-like teeth when they pulled back their lips and snarled. The late afternoon sun bounced off the muck dwellers' slimy skin, and they dripped with a mixture of sewage water and translucent ooze as they approached the front of the club. Fuck, I growled as we watched them emerge. They look like slimy green sausages.
Sounds like something you'd get at Mick and Max,
Janine said, as her hands began to glow with her yellow magic.
Hell, I wouldn't be surprised if they were serving muck dweller meat.
Give me some of that luck, Janine, I said, when I glanced back at my phone and saw the muck dwellers beginning to crawl up the sides of the lounge's exterior. Because I really, really don't want to fuck up this lounge any more than it already is.
Aww.
Ada frowned.
I really liked that suit on you, too.
I handed my phone to Janine so it would be safe, and then I unleashed the beast. I felt a twinge of visceral pain in my limbs as they began to stretch and widen, and my stomach turned over on itself as I doubled over in pain. Slowly, the hair on my body thickened to the point where it was completely covering my skin, and my torso and waist widened out as my canines grew into 4 sharp points. There was a sharp pain in my face as my snout elongated, and my nose transformed into that of a cat's, and then finally my hands and feet morphed into massive paws. My clothes ripped as my body grew, which drew an audible sigh of disappointment from Ada.
Sorry, Ada, I said through a sharp growl. I'll buy a new suit. Right now, we need to make sure we don't let these bastards overwhelm us.
And how exactly do we do that?
Janine asked, as she glanced at the camera feed on my phone.
There are at least 50 of these things, and only 3 of us, only 2 of which actually have the ability to hurt them.
We really need to work on that, love.
Ada chuckled as she spread out her bat-like wings.
Perhaps even some jujitsu classes would be in order.
Fire! Remember back at the lab? Fire is one of the few things these bastards aren't immune to.
Oh.
Ada cackled as she rose up into the air.
That gives me an idea. Something I've always wanted to try. I'll be right back with something toasty and burny.
And I'm just going to go get the fire extinguisher so she doesn't burn the whole place down,
Janine mumbled, before she ran over to the nearby wall. My eyes flitted to the redhead's ass as she ran over to the glass case with the extinguisher in it. We may have been seconds away from an epic battle with a bunch of regenerating paranormal creatures, but I pretty much would drop anything to watch my lover as she strutted away. Janine threw open the door of the case before she yanked out the extinguisher and pulled the pin. Meanwhile, Ada returned with a cigarette lighter in one hand and a can of Lysol spray in the other.
You know that's, like, extremely dangerous, right?
You wanted fire.
Ada winked.
You're going to get it.
And that's why I have this thing,
Janine said, as she came back with the extinguisher.
Try not to let the flames get too out of control, I said, as a realization came over me. These little green sausages have their healing factor multiplied when they're exposed to water. So if the sprinklers go off, it'll make these things fucking invincible.
Then we'll just have to make sure they don't go off.
Ada shrugged.
Easy.
Just, don't go crazy with the flames, okay?
No promises, love.
Ada stuck out her tongue at the redhead.
I am smoking hot after all.
That was when I heard the first wave of creatures plodding through Cincy's Jewel, and they apparently were trying to flank us, since they charged in through both the east and west hallways of the building.
Just make sure you don't let their spines get you, I warned as I took a fighting stance. Their bright color makes me think they're poisonous.
Venomous,
Janine corrected.
Poison kills you when you ingest it, not like venom, which kills you when it comes in contact with your body.
Nobody likes a know-it-all, love. But thank you. Watch out for the spines. Got it.
Before we could strategize any further, the muck dwellers attacked. Three of the fuckers charged straight for us, but thankfully they were about as fast as a tank rolling through mud. I let out a growl as I bounded forward on all fours, and then I sprang up into the air and landed behind my three opponents. I stabbed my claws into the hind end of the first muck dweller, who let out a squeal of pain in response. Then, with my claws still attached, I picked the fucker up into the air and swung him over my head. There was a wet squelch as the muck dweller slammed into the ground, and bits of gross, translucent slime splattered across my chest as his body exploded into a million pieces. When I spun around, the other two muck dwellers were already on me. The first one tried to slash his venomous spines across my chest, but I was quick to jump back and out of the way. The second one came at me with his teeth, so I threw out my paws and caught the fucker with one paw on each half of his face. Then, before he could make another move, I sunk my claws into his body and pulled both halves of his jaw in opposite directions. There was a sickly crunch as the bottom half of his head snapped off his face, and the top half bent 90 degrees backward, and then the muck dweller fell to the ground, limp. I twisted around as the third creature came at me again, but I simply sidestepped his attack, lifted my right foot high, and brought it down straight onto his back. The monster's spine snapped like a twig beneath my feet, and he went limp instantly. Then Ada descended before the little fuckers could even think about regenerating.
I like my muck dwellers extra crispy, thank you.
Ada cackled as she flew over and held up her lighter in front of the Lysol can. The succubus squeezed the trigger, and fire erupted out of the makeshift flamethrower and rained down onto the muck dwellers. The creatures' bodies were engulfed in flames, and within seconds they were nothing but ashes.
Got it!
Janine cried out as she ran over and extinguished the flames.
Nice shot, Ada!
I didn't have long to celebrate our victory, though. I heard another muck dweller snarl as it lunged at me, and I yanked my right foot away seconds before it caught me with its teeth. I roared as I slammed my front paw down onto its head, which exploded like a gore-filled balloon.
I'm loving all these wonderfully creative, gory kills,
Ada said with a devilish grin, before she lit up a few more of the muck dwellers. A few more of the slimy green bastards came at me from behind, but I heard them coming from a mile away. The first one thrust his venomous spines toward my head, but I was able to duck down away from the assault. Before I could retaliate, the other two came at me, and I felt a twinge of pain as a set of powerful, sharp teeth dug into my leg. I yowled as the muck dweller shook his head back and forth like a dog with a chew toy, and then I quickly backflipped away from another slash of deadly spines. I landed behind my opponents in a crouched position before I looked down at the muck dweller attached to my leg. I stabbed my claws into his head and watched as his yellow eyes went dark and his mouth went slack-jawed. Then I tossed the corpse of the monster into the air and whistled for Ada.
"Incoming!"
I called out, and the succubus unloaded hell onto the muck dweller's body. Streams of warm blood oozed out of the fresh wound in my leg, but I wasn't going to worry about that right now. I could still put weight on it, and it didn't look bad enough to cause me to bleed out, so for now, I just needed to power through it. 5 more muck dwellers came at me all at the same time, so I decided to get a bit creative with my attacks. Instead of focusing on any particular target, I simply unsheathed the claws of my left paw and lashed out in one long, continuous arch. There was a spray of blood and translucent ooze as my nails tore through the muck dweller's flesh, and they shrieked as they were tossed back onto the ground. Before they could get back to their feet, I sprang forward, landed my full body weight on 2 of the fuckers, and snapped their spines straight in half. Next, I lunged forward and snapped my jaws shut onto the side of one of the muck dwellers. A strange taste of oily fish and slick mud filled my mouth as I bit down on the little bastard. And then I jerked my head to the right and slammed him into one of his buddies. There was a wet schluck as the muck dweller's fin stabbed into the other one's head, so I let go of the body and sent them tumbling across the ground. As the 2 amphibian creatures rolled away, I instinctively tossed out my right paw and slammed it into the 3rd muck dweller as hard as I could. There was a sickly crack as his head whipped in the opposite direction, and his now displaced spine stabbed out from underneath his flesh before he fell to the ground, limp. Still, I couldn't even take a fucking breath. As Ada and Janine played cleanup crew, 2 more muck dwellers tried to flank me, so I curled up into a ball and somersaulted forward and out of their way. As I rolled, I fell over onto my side, sprang up to my feet, and then pounced on the fuckers. Their heads exploded under the weight of my paws, and they both collapsed. Dead. For now. I bared my claws as I prepared for the little bastards to reform. But they never did. I killed 3 more muck dwellers in rapid succession as I sliced them open from skull to tail with my claws, and then I doubled over and let out a long breath. Holy shit, I was actually killing them. They weren't healing at all. This was when I remembered Ada's words about how a werepanther didn't need to fear any creature, because they had the ability to kill anything and anyone. Apparently, this extended to creatures that could regenerate themselves as well. Still, even though I had advanced stamina and agility thanks to my werepanther DNA, I was starting to get worn out. Every muscle in my body felt like it was on fire, and my heart was beating at the speed of a snare drum in my torso. My breathing was labored as I sucked in air in deep, long breaths, but I knew I couldn't rest quite yet. Ada was tearing through the muck dwellers with ease with her flames, all while Janine ran behind her and instantly extinguished the charred corpses. Every now and again, the changeling would stop and smack away a slimy bastard with the butt of the extinguisher. But suddenly, Ada looked over in my direction and let out a gasp.
Carter!
She took to the sky of the club and flew over to my position, and then she took down a few more muck dwellers with her makeshift flamethrower.
Thanks, I said through a long huff. But I haven't been this worn out since track and field day back in high school. You know, where they made you do all sorts of athletic shit in your regular clothes.
Sounds like some sort of sadomasochism.
The succubus smiled, and then she pointed to one of the muck dwellers I'd taken out earlier.
Though it appears you have figured something out, love. What'd you do to that one?
Well, I figured out my werepanther-ness can kill them, I admitted with a frown. But I didn't use my claws on that one.
Well, whatever you did, it looks like it prevented him from healing.
5 of the amphibian fuckers swarmed us, and the succubus and I stood tall as we prepared for the assault. Then Ada let out an evil laugh as she took a step forward, twirled around, and created a small tornado of flames.
Watch it!
I gasped as I ducked down out of the way of the incoming fire. At the same time, 2 of the muck dwellers jumped forward and took aim at my throat, but I was too quick. I tossed both my front paws out away from my body, and there was a loud, fleshy thud as I smacked both my opponents in opposite directions. Then I raised my left foot, kicked it forward, and unsheathed my claws right into the face of a third muck dweller. The creature squealed as my razor-sharp daggers pierced its flesh, and then I tossed it off to the side with a mighty heave. With those three taken care of, I now had a clear path to the one fallen muck dweller. So I went down on all fours and bounded toward the fallen amphibian as quickly as I could.
Chill out, Ada!
I heard Janine gasp as I ran.
I can't keep up!
There can be no chilling, love. Only fire.
A few more muck dwellers tried to attack me as I ran, but they were nowhere near fast enough to land a blow. I shot past them like a rocket until I reached the corpse of the muck dweller. And the second I arrived at the body, I began to inspect it for any clues as to what finished him off. The creature's tongue was flopped out of its mouth, and its vibrant yellow eyes were completely black, completely devoid of any signs of life. Then there was its neck, which seemed to have a giant stab wound. A stab wound that was oozing blue goo. This was the muck dweller I'd accidentally impaled with his comrade's venomous spines. I couldn't help but grin as the realization took over. These things might have been immune to a lot, but they weren't immune to fire, my claws, or their own toxins. But that was just a working hypothesis. If I wanted to impress Leah and really use the scientific method, I was going to have to run a few more tests.